If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Time for Bob Bertog, President Bertog Landscape Company. Hello there, Mr. B. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. How are you this week?
Good. Our number is 312-981-7200. If you call right now, you'll get in. You can text also. What's the wise word from you to start the show today, Bob?
Well, I'm pleased that the weather's kind of cooled off a bit. It's really put the diseases at bay. But I did just look at the 10-day, and they were talking about 90s by the end of the week again. So don't water at night. The same old stuff. Don't water at night. Keep your eyes open for brown spots that are looking active. And then identify what's going on.
When we had that strong wind a couple of weeks ago, a branch kind of tore off of one of my trees. It's not a huge tree, but it's a tree I really like. And I can't even tell where it is because the tree's pretty full. Is there a Band-Aid I need to put on that? Or what happens in a situation like that, Bob?
Well, go ahead and cut it clean so it's got a nice clean cut on it, because a tree will heal itself. It's kind of like when you cut yourself. If it's a clean cut, it's a lot easier for them to stitch than if you did it like put your hand in the garbage disposal.
Mm-hmm,
You know what I mean? So
sure.
If you get a nice clean cut on it so the tree can start to heal itself, do not put any of that tar on it. That's old school. That just actually takes it longer for the wound to heal. So no tar, nothing. Just make it a nice clean cut at the trunk, at the trunk where you can get to it.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not even sure where it is, but I'll have Brenda get up there and kind of root around on the ladder. And if she finds it, then just take the saw, cut, make it a clean cut, because it kind of stripped it. It's a long diagonal tear across this branch. So I suppose I have a half a branch up there that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, but that bark, just the peeling of the bark, that's not going to be the end of the world. It's when it gets into the cambium and it's all twisted, and that's where you want a nice clean cut so it can heal itself.
Right, but you would suggest going up there and cutting it clean, like just a straight cut, right?
Yeah, and I would get her one of those battery chainsaws. Those are a lot lighter up in the tree if she's going to get up there.
Oh, now you're playing that game now, huh? Is that what you're doing? You just sent my
sure.
wife. I'm going to tell Brenda. I'm going to go, Brenda, Bob said I should get you a chainsaw. All right, 312-981-7200. Lori, you're on with Bob Bertog. What's your question? How can we help you?
Hi, thanks. It kind of goes with what you were just asking. I've got, like a magnolia tree, not too big, and also a smoke bush and things that need some trimming. I know they say don't do that in the fall because of the winter coming up and giving it time to heal. But is it okay to do it now in this heat, or when is the best time to do that?
The heat's not as much of a problem. The thing is, though, if a magnolia is probably already set its buds for next year, so unless it's completely unruly, I would wait until it flowers next season. Or if you don't care as much about the spring flowering, go ahead and cut it now, and you're not going to hurt the plant because of the heat.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to do it at a time that was very stressful. So, wonderful. Thank you.
No. Good. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you were able to get in, and I'm glad Bob's got an answer. 312-981-7200. 630 says, I had a beautiful tree peony about 4 feet across, full of beautiful blooms in the spring 3 years ago. I dug it up in the fall to divide it. Since then, the divided plants get about 5 or 6 leaves and no more. And it's about 6 inches tall. Anything I can do about that? It's been 3 years and not much results, Bob.
Well, I think you might, when you transplanted it, you probably didn't get a big enough ball on it where, you want a lot of soil around those roots. Even though you're going to chop them, you still want to try and keep as much soil around it. Keep it watered, get it fertilized, and see what year four brings. But
yeah.
If the plant is still alive, you just definitely threw it to a heavy state of shock.
This is Paul. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Paul,
how you doing today?
Good.
I have a question. I have a really nice, thick, plush green lawn, and I'm getting invaded with creeping bent grass from my neighbor. I have like a section, maybe 5x5, that's coming into my yard. So what is the best way to get rid of this?
There is a selective herbicide for bent grass. It's called Tenacity. It's extremely expensive, and it's a long process. It takes several applications. This is one you want to definitely read the label, because if you do it too soon, your second application, you could damage your desirable grasses. But there is a selective herbicide for it. If that doesn't seem to knock it back, then you've got to go in and use a non-selective herbicide. And then, unfortunately, you're going to kill the grass, your desirable grass as well.
I would go on the neighbor's side of the fence, too, and I would put some of it over there, Bob.
Well, it's neighborly love.
Is there any way to, if I kill the bent grass in my property, is there any way to prevent it from creeping back over?
Not really. Bent grass is a prolific seeder, and the seeds are very, very small. The wind will just bring it over. And if either the birds will bring it over, the wind will bring it over. It's a very challenging grass to take care of, but golf courses love it because the ball rolls well on it.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
Interesting. So that's a kind of grass that you'll find at the golf courses?
Yes. Most golf courses have bent grass. Correct.
My wife just sent me a text. She said that Kevin, our friend, got his wife, Renee, a chainsaw as a gift, and she loves it. So, Brenda, if you're still listening, your birthday's in January, but I think I've already made my decision. Bob Bertog, Bertog Landscape Company. You ready for more questions, Bob?
Yes.
Courtney, you're on WGN with Bob. How can we help you, Courtney?
Hi, Bob. I have a linden tree that's close to our driveway that's gorgeous. And we had work done on the house, and one of the construction workers thought he was doing a favor and chopped down all the lower branches, just chopped them off.
Jeez.
And I'm so mad because the smell and I used to use those in bouquets. Is there anything I can do to help the branches grow back quicker? It's all chopped off in the driveway side.
Well, and it didn't even do it on both sides, so the tree's not balanced?
No, but on the other side, there's a lot of spruce trees, so it's crowded. This used to be gorgeous. It would cover the driveway. And to get his trucks in, he chopped them off.
You don't need a landscaper. You need an attorney.
A lawyer.
Same thing. You need a lawyer. To answer your question, I would just, obviously the tree's in shock a little bit because anytime you cut a tree, it's no different than cutting your finger. It doesn't want to heal itself. Okay. It'd rather just sit there and live. So getting some fertilizer on it this fall is not going to hurt anything. It's going to only help. But you're not going to wake up and blink, blink, you have new branches. That's not going to happen. It's going to take time.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That breaks my heart. Actually, our landscaper cut down all of our bushes and shrubs to what I thought was way too short. It's amazing how these things can regenerate. In a season's time, though, isn't it, Bob?
Yes. If you prune properly, it's one of the best things you can do to your plants. Every 3 years, you do a dormant pruning and clean them out and better structure, and then you start getting new growth from the base of the plant. So if it's done properly, yes, it's a good thing to do.
What about you, Colleen? You're on with Bob Bertog. What's your question? Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I have a very shaded yard, and our grass is always in pretty bad shape. I've thought about doing like a ground cover. I've heard like clover or chamomile or thyme. Is that something that would be a better idea? Because I don't really feel like trying to maintain this grass that's never really going to be spectacular.
Well, that is a possibility. There are a bunch of ground covers, but if it is a heavily shaded area, maybe if you're near the Morton Arboretum or the Botanic Gardens, go to see their gardens. They have shade gardens. I think you'll get much more enjoyment out of doing the shade garden as opposed to just some sort of ground cover. At least you have different plant varieties. Like you could put hosta in there. There's actually some woody shrubs that do well in the shade that you could put there. Just take a wander around one of those two gardens and get some ideas.
But if she wants to do a ground cover, Bob, what about those options that she just tossed out there, like the clover and the thyme and oregano, whatever she's going to grow there?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with a lot of the herb gardens in the shade, but the clover will work. But remember, the clover is going to creep into your desirable grass as well. That's why I'd rather do a ground cover that's easier, like a purple leaf winter creeper or pachysandra, stuff that's meant to grow in the shade. But yes, there are plenty of ground covers that will grow in the shade.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck to you on that. Thanks for the call. 312-981-7200. Pete, where do we go next? Let's try Lynn. You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. How can we help you, Lynn?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have been invaded with gout weed in several of my perennial gardens, and I've been trying to get rid of it, but I understand that there's no possible way other than digging it up and maybe killing it for a couple of years. And I'm wondering if there's anything else.
Well, I would try a non-selective herbicide, but it's going to be very, you got to be very careful not to get it on your desirable plants. Use the old method we talk about with the glove. You take wear a glove and then wear like a car wash mitt and put the herbicide on in the neck and then massage the plants that you want to try and get rid of. And then they'll translocate down into the root zone.
Well, can I tell you that probably about a quarter acre of my perennials been invaded. So it's not like it's a small spot. It's everywhere. I've had these gardens for, 40 years, and I pull them out, but I know they come back right away. I know it's so invasive, and I'm afraid that I really have to think about giving up my whole half of my yard to take care of this. And it's killing me because I'm just, it's just my life work. And now I can't even enjoy it anymore.
Well, is there somebody Lynn could hire? I mean, and I'm not plugging, I'm not plugging for you, Bob, but would a landscaper come in and eradicate that or mitigate it for her?
Yeah. And then it becomes a maintenance thing where, every week or at least every other week, have somebody come in and, mechanical removal is always, to your point, is the best. That's the advice they gave you to do. Yes, mechanical removal is, but that doesn't mean you're going to get all the roots out too. So it's going to be an ongoing maintenance.
But you could have ongoing maintenance. You could have a crew come out every 10 days or 2 weeks. I'm not trying to be facetious here, Lynn. Does that sound unreasonable?
Well, I don't know that that's unreasonable. I've thought of that myself, but it's just relentless. It's just like, I just don't think I have any recovery here. I had to give up my home for about a year and a half, a couple of years, seasons. So it got away from me it just invaded. And now I'm stuck. So, unfortunately, I kind of had a feeling that's what you would say, and I thank you for your help, but I guess I'm going to look at having to just pick it all up and maybe put some grass in. I just don't know anymore, but thank you.
One last question, Lynn. What is the plant that you're losing? You've got this invasive thing, but what is it that you're...
I'm losing beds of Pachysandra, hosta, ivy, pretty much that. I have many, many perennial, perennial gardens. It all is because I'm all shade. So it's basically all the ground cover that it's deep rooted into my ground cover where I don't even see my Pachysandra. I don't even see any of my ground cover anymore because it takes over so bad.
Yeah. Well, I have in mind, and it's going to, maybe it would be cost prohibitive, Bob, but you just get a crew, you just get a truck full of guys or teenagers. I don't know. And just go. And, it won't be perfect, but I'd like to see her save it. I don't know what you think about that, Bob.
Well, I agree with you. And do it mechanically and, pay some college kids. They're always looking for money. Just teach them, make sure you show them the desirable ones you want them to touch, not to touch.
Yeah.
Show them what it's, be specific.
Well, good luck to you on that. Thanks for the call. Maybe one more, Producer Pete. And the wheel will go to, Terry, you're on WGM with Bob Bertog. Hi, Terry.
Yeah, it's me.
I live
in Naperville.
Yeah.
I have, I'm not sure what kind of bee, a carpenter bees or a very small bee, about half the size honey, and it's nesting in my boxwoods, which I've tried water, trying to soak them out. I've tried insecticides. I've tried those patch things.
Hold on, Bobby. You got any suggestions for him?
I'm not exactly sure what kind of bees they are, but more than likely they do some sort of pollination. So you want to try not to wipe out a whole colony. But I would definitely talk to an exterminator. They'll probably have some less damaging ways to get rid of them. But, they may be nesting in the ground. They're just coming up through the boxwoods. Without seeing exactly what's going on, I can only just guess. But I would go with an exterminator.
I will give the phone number for Janelle Iacino after the news. She's with an agency that we use a lot here at WGN Radio. I think she would be a very simple phone call, and she could get you started on that. So keep listening, Terry. And Bob, here's a text message from a listener. 262 says, Bob Bertog is the Dolly Parton of lawn care, America's favorite landscaper. How about that?
Well, unfortunately, she's dead, so I hope that doesn't apply to me.
No, you're alive and well and sound great. Thanks for your help today, Bob.
Thanks, Jen. Have a good week.